In your parents, they didn't belong to Zionism, and just the synagogue, is that all? I guess that the Lord sent me over to that guy, I don't know. And then the next question I have is, what was the relationship of the government of your country to the Jews? How is the government to the Jewish?
The government to the Jewish. And they didn't even know what in the house.
The Jews were afraid. The Jews were afraid of the government.
The Jews were afraid.
When you were young, before you came to America, what did you think of America at this time? Do you remember?
I kind of
What did you think? Were you? Before you came.
Yeah.
What did you think? Did you want to go on Earth?
Sure, everybody wants to go. That's the only question. You know, difference here.
What did you think it was here?
What can I tell you? Such a foolish question.
Did you swear? Please come to the front office.
And that's why you came to the United States, right? When you left your country, did you know that you were going to come to Pittsburgh? Did you have a definite place to go in the United States?
Did I have been?
You knew where you were coming to the United States, to where you were going. You were coming right to Pittsburgh. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then your definite destination was Pittsburgh, right? Mm-hmm. When you left Europe, you knew you were coming to Pittsburgh.
Sure, that's when my brother got his blood and when his brother told him. The whole family couldn't go. Even my mother died in this country.
Were you part of a group traveling together? Now, who did you come with? You started to come with your
brother. I came with my sister's mother, and my brother, my mother, three of us.
And one of your brothers, and yourself.
Right.
We
had a nice living, and I just went to work.
Well, I was looking at, how did you come here? What time was on a ship?
I can't tell you the name of the ship, though.
Attention, please. The current time has
passed. I came here.
When you came here, who met you? Did someone meet you when you came here?
Sure. And I did,
Who met you?
My brother.
A brother. Did you bring anything with you when you came, or any kind of papers, or what did you bring with you and why?
Nothing. Just that time we had anything. That time we were allowed to come in, everybody, and then they closed up.
Is the name of the same as it was in Europe? Well, no, because you were married, right?
Did
you change your name when you came here too? Or did you change your name when you got married?
I married a cousin, the same name.
Yes, but your name said the Samansky on your wedding thing. But you didn't change your name when you got married.
It's the same name.
But Samansky.
Most of the bankers are changed in their case.
Okay. When you first came here, what was your first impression? What did you think when your brother met you? What was your first impression?
Well, that's why it's a difference in life, a different thing, but I had to go to work. I didn't have no sister, I had to go to work. My sister wasn't, said she might. Why is it a good counselor? And then my sister was here.
What impressed you then? Did you like it when you came to Pittsburgh? Did you not like it, or what?
I liked it, sure. It's a different world, different country. You're clean, you can say anything you want to. Right?
Right.
I wish I could explain it better, honey. I can't tell you more.
That's all right.
She's a whole family with her. Even my mother died.
Do you remember the very first day you came to Pittsburgh?
The what?
Do you remember the very first day you got here?
Why should I tell you a lie?
You don't remember it.
Can you see a little picture I looked at it with a group on?
Mary.
He had a big picture and he got so old that she made a room, a little picture. She still got that picture.
And who was the picture of?
Huh?
Is that your picture when you came here?
My picture?
Yes.
I never took much picture.
Well, whose picture does all have?
That's for my mother.
And
then I had pictures taken here.
Was there anything about life in the United States that disappointed you during the first 5 years? Your hard work and
discipline.
With your sister-in-law, or what was your disappointment? Did you have to go to work here? Or?
It's not the word. I'm going to question him in there. And I went to another lady, and
I had a friend. You had what? Did you make friends? You had girlfriends? That's what you had, friendly friends and so on. I don't know what your answer was. Was there any period during the time? Just making adjustments to being in the United States.
I made adjustments when I came to this country. I couldn't go to school. Why should I? She slept for 50, 60 years. My sister-in-law.
I don't know where I had my dear. You don't care about me. But I thought I was right.
Some.
How long were you here when you got married? How many years?
Well, it's about 2 years.
You were here 2 years when you got married.
And I married a cousin.
But how old?
Only one of them, not in their relation.
You were here for about 2 years, and how old were you, Bobby, when you got married?
Well, I came to this country. I was 20.
Really?
I was 20, sure. But 21 years, that's when I got married.
You were really 22, it was 2 years about 22, yes.
22 or 21, something like that. I bet you can.
That's all, this stuff. When you first came here, do you remember where you lived? You know, what street, not who was in, but just what street you lived on. In what area was it?
You mean here?
Here in Pittsburgh. Where did you live?
I lived in Crockett Street.
In the hill section?
Huh?
In the hill section?
No.
Is it Crockett Street in the hills?
You mean this country?
Yeah,
here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
You lived in Crockett Street, but just the rest.
Not when you were married, before you were married, where did you live?
What did I do?
No, where did you live before you were married?
Oh, my brother.
Yeah, but what section of the city was your brother? Was it in the hill section?
I can't tell you.
You don't remember. You don't remember where you were before you were married. But after you were married, then you moved to the hill section. And you didn't live there before, you don't think?
I lived there a long time.
A long time, okay. After you were married, did you buy a house? Did you live in an apartment?
No, just in your house. My sister lived downstairs, and I lived upstairs.
And then eventually, did you buy a house?
No, I didn't buy no house. It seems a lot I can tell you about myself and from the spirit.
What kind of work? You said you went to work when you came here. What kind of work did you do?
I make progress in cigars.
Uh-huh.
And I picked up a lot of people who had
a big factory, right?
Yes, right.
And how did you get your children for that? Did they get teachers?
I'm going to show you the third time, then you get them. It's not much good.
Oh, they pass you now. Do you remember like how much money you earned? Was it good pay or?
I had to pay for my board.
How much money did you earn? And like how many hours did you work, you know?
Just as I could, the labor day, the way people worked long.
They were long hours?
Sure.
You can't remember how many hours. Or you can't remember how much you were paid. Yeah. And you never worked on a Saturday or if you were taller than
that? No.
You never worked there?
Yes, I never worked.
And how long did you stay at this job? Do you remember?
When I got married.
When you got married. Did you belong to any kind of a union when you worked?
No.
No.
That time was everything plain. It's plain and green, but yeah.
Well, what became your life? You were a housewife. You were a housewife.
That's right. All right. And then they get their mother. But now you live and you learn.
Well, how did you learn in Westchester? Just from picking it up or?
We were all Trumpet people.
Oh, and you made it that way? Right?
Mostly all 200 people.
Uh-huh.
You could give any information
to them. When you came and you worked with these Gentile people, they were nice to you, brother.
Yes. But
they were nicer to you here than when
the people are nicer now than they used to be.
Were they nicer here than when you left the old country?
I've been better than my work and I went home.
Okay. But you didn't have too much to do. How about Gentile neighbors when you first moved? When you met them?
I lived with people, Gentile, Italian people, and everyone was nice, kind. How about my
Elgin neighbors?
That's what I mean. They were nice to me and I was nice to them.
Did you ever play any musical instrument, brother?
Music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like music? Everybody likes music.
Sure. Yeah. Everybody likes music.
Did you enjoy going to the Yiddish theater? Did you ever see?
I didn't go much.
But you did go.
I used to like a movie. That time was a chance to bring a movie.
And did you ever attend any lectures?
No,
that's a different organization.
I never felt that any jewelry or rouge or paint. Just like.
No, but how about lectures? Did you ever go to any lectures?
Sometimes.
And what about the library? Did you go to the library when you were a kid?
If I was educated, I would go to the library. Don't you understand the link?
Oh, okay. When you came to the United States, did you think of yourself as a religious person?
That, yes, I can afraid though. If you want to keep it, you keep it. If you don't, you don't.
Yeah, but when you were religious person, wasn't you?
Well, my father was a rabbi. And my mother was even this country, she had so many years. She was so quick, not with us, for herself. Now she got a big, this not me, it's not me, don't look at me from South Korea, but I used to go and shoot 3 times a day.
Really?
Yeah, it was sleeping, raining, she never stopped a day. And it's time she got hurt falling on the ice.
Oh,
I wasn't in the rest of the family, and I wasn't either. I worked for you. You know, when I was sick, when I was married, I used to go over and shop and see the town, and I bought something, you know. My mother was older, you can get old farmer.
And then but I know since I never used any, you know, religion. You have a very strong religious feeling. Right, you have, you know.
And there's one commandment nobody else, we have to believe, and it shows me that something she lived in. No.
No, you saw me on Saturday. And you have never changed your religious practices, have you, brother?
You know, this was, Father was very religious too, and my mother. You know, she used to, the one at the prophet was there, I don't remember.
Yes,
He just came to her and gave her a lot of money, which she always gave to the poor.
Mm-hmm.
And she never worked in Saudi. They were all very, very religious.
You don't work on, but you know, you've always kept kosher. You're very strict and very clean, kosher's clean.
Well, that's one thing.
And you've always gone to a synagogue when you could on Saturday for the services. Or any other holiday, but for sure on Saturday.
When I have, then I come over, I work Saturday.
What synagogue did you go to? What synagogue did your children go to?
When I was married,
yeah.
The Shankin, and that's in, I forgot the name of the state.
What's
that? You know, the
Shankin. Yeah, I've heard of it.
And it was in Mendes there.
And
then that's the only show that we did at the year.
When you first came, brother, you didn't, did you, because of the difference in the country, you know, from Europe, did you just, the different climate or the food or anything, did it make you sick when you first came, do you remember? Was it a hard adjustment to go from one country?
It wasn't so easy.
But did the food make you sick here? What you had in Europe, you know.
Do you know what I used to buy for my lunch?
No.
When I worked, you left a banana and something else.
A drink or something.
It's one thing. I never had any meat, squash, or anything like that.
When you came, you know, and if you needed a doctor, where did you go for a doctor, like?
See, at the beginning, we had a Jewish doctor.
Yeah.
And they didn't live far from us. And the friend of Daddy or myself,
you remember his name?
Well, he's a long time gone. Saperstein.
Yeah. I've heard that name.
Did you?
Yeah.
You know, when the anyone he used to be just grown, not to the growth, and he didn't live
well. Someone went together.
He used to come in and charge
her, you know, it was reasonable.
Not like this time, no, this days.
He was reasonable.
And this didn't get so long.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had the Dr. Bisham. He was a gentle doctor.
I guess the first organization that you ever joined would be the synagogue, for sure, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you yourself helped create that bigger home. That's a long time ago. Mm-hmm. You must have had small babies at that time. Do you remember, brother, how you started the bigger home? You and your grandma?
It's not a long history, but it's about 30 years, huh?
No, I think it's longer than that. No. I think it's, there's 1905 on there.
Yes, I can't remember that year.
All right, but how did you start this organization?
I think I'm going to say that name up there.
Yes, you're right. Well, how did you and your lady friends, how did you start this? You were the beginning of this. How did you start it? Do you remember?
Like anybody else, you stay if you have time. That time, you could get the help for a little nothing, but
yeah.
There were two men and two girls. You understand?
Right. Did you know
it was the show?
So you helped, you went to help
the other. Yeah, but I could fill in.
Were these friends or neighbors or were these all people that you knew?
People had neighbors, had them in the same apartment.
No, you don't have any
neighbors. No, no.
But this is how you created that bigger hall.
The Gehelen, the Mizrahi.
Yeah.
The, what do you call the burial?
The cemetery.
Yeah.
The
long to death. She and her buddy, they have a big place there. And
anyone that needed
it. Nine places for that. And my cabin, it's, you know. She belongs to some, she got the help.
Did you always use a 50 box, too, buddy?
I have seven boxes.
Seven, it was a different organization.
When I got sick,
yeah,
and I told the, it was money, and I told the lady, I told them what to do the boxes.
Tell me, where did you ever go to have a good time like this? Mm-hmm.
To take care of my kids,
the
kids,
that was a good time.
That was my good
time. What about before you were married, Beth?
I was dead.
When it was down at the synagogue, did you go there?
That's when we were married. You can go when you're single. You can go, sure. Yes. That's enough questions. That was so long.